AJ and Friends with Randy and Jamie coming up after this next song. The national anthem like you've never heard it before.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Here's Billy Currington. That's how country boys roll. It's KJ and Friends.
KJ and Friends, Randy and Jamie at 6:09. 9 minutes after 6. It's a mess outside. 45 degrees, foggy, drizzly. You want to allow some extra time to travel in to work at school this morning.
It's amazing how some people make the news. Like this University of North Carolina student. Her name is Megan Shea. This girl claims that she can speak anything backwards. Anything backwards. And she can also sing backwards.
Yeah, apparently they asked her to sing the national anthem backwards.
Oh, yay, snack, oi, east. I've a hit to someone. You'll ray the guile.
That's just a small part of it, because I think blood would shoot out of your eyes if you had to hear the whole thing.
It sounds like a foreign language.
It does sound like a foreign language.
At the end of that, what did you say? It kind of sounds like...
Well, listen, at the end of it, it sounds like she's saying Pico de Gallo here.
El Rey de Gallo.
It sounds like El Rey Pico de Gallo is what it sounds
Pico
like.
De Gallo, maybe. I don't
Coming up at 7-Eleven, we have rodeo tickets, too. And I'm going to say this name backwards like this Megan Shea chick, all right?
Okay.
Noskaja Nala. Noskaja Nala.
Alan Jackson.
Yes, sir. 7-Eleven. We got those rodeo tickets.
No, that wouldn't be 7-Eleven. That would be Nevis Novell.
7-Eleven backwards.
Yeah, it's Nevis Novell.
How long did it take you to come up with that? Did you have to write it down? Because I had to write down Alan Jackson. I couldn't do it just by looking at it.
I'm trying to figure out KJ and Friends, but that one's kind of hard there.
Good morning, accident free on our major thoroughfares. I'm Megan Bishop in the 24-hour traffic center.
At Jiffy. Nice. Very.
It's 19 after 6 o'clock. KJ and Friends, good morning.
Some celebrities are getting $10,000 to send out a single tweet on their Twitter account. I'll tell you who it is coming up in Jamie's Juice in 7 more minutes on KJ 97. Here's Miranda Lambert.
When I think of country music, I think of a G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, and an M and an E, and that spells good time.
This is country music.
KJ 97.
Six minutes after six. KJ and Friends with Randy and Jamie.
Why grab the tabloids when Jamie's got the juice?
And it's brought to you this morning by Cavender's Boot City.
Celebrities are. I'm Jamie, and that's the juice.
Good morning, slowly but surely. Caution if you are out and about. I'm Megan Bishop in the 24-hour traffic center.
Traffic brought to you by Radio.
Degrees. This is KJ and Friends with Randy and Jamie. A little drizzly and foggy out there. Drive carefully.
When everyone hears this song, they think of football, right? Here's Kenny Chesney singing This Is Our Time. It's KJ and Friends. Good morning.
San Antonio's Country Station.
KJ 97.
6:38, 22 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. It's Randy and Jamie. Good morning, KJ and Friends.
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Yes!
It is Groundhog Day, but does anybody really care? Now, did the groundhog see a shadow or not?
I've got breaking news. Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow this morning. That means winter will last another 6 more weeks. So, yes, in fact, he did see his shadow.
See, every year we go through this thing at the radio station. Should we talk about Groundhog Day? Does anybody really care about Groundhog Day? You know, and I'm just curious. Do you care about Groundhog Day?
What difference does it make? He's not even in Texas. He ain't got no clue.
How does he know what our weather's going to be? Okay,
sure.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thanks.